Okay, so Rob, you say, how long were you working for the council?
1977 till 1998.
What year was this building built? I think it was about
1949. 26th of February, that was my wedding anniversary on that day.
Oh, right.
Yes, 1949 it was opened. But yeah. I first started in over here, but then it got too big.
Mm.
And they sent the engineer and myself over to this corner over here.
Right.
It was no longer used as a road board office.
Yeah.
And,
so they're just the two of you?
Just the two initially. The bank, Westpac, Bank of New South Wales, used to come down on a fortnightly basis,
right,
bring the cash down for the wages, the Shire wages, mm-hmm, and also do any other banking for the community. But they, after a period of time, they stopped.
Right.
It became vacant, so the engineer and I moved in.
Mm-hmm.
I was the accounts clerk and I didn't have any phone or anything. They wanted me, had to come across and get me.
Yes. Yeah. I suppose it wasn't very far.
No, it wasn't far. But we used to call that Tasmania because this was a gravel road, gravel here.
Right.
And it used to pull up with water.
Yeah.
And to get to the office, you had to go out on the Bitchman Road.
Yeah.
Because the office has been well and truly extended since I first came here.
Yeah. Do you have any knowledge of the safe being put in? Was that when the bank used it, or was that for when it was the Shire office?
When it was the Shire. Unfortunately, there's a chap still alive, Jim Glennie, who was a road board.
Mm.
He's still alive. He might be able to tell you.
What's the name? Sounds familiar. I.E.?
I.E., yes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The chaps that built it, I worked with, and they told me that they in the walls, they put grader blades for reinforcement.
I'd heard it was Ian Atwell that's just glossed over that when you were doing that talk, and I meant to try and catch him, but I haven't been able to. Mm. So they were what blades?
Grader blades. They used grader blades. You know, they put the blades on the grader to grade the roads, and after a period of time they wear out.
Yeah, right.
And they just become surplus.
Right.
And for reinforcement steel, they just used to put the grader blades in because of big thick walls
and
makes it harder to
break in.
Right.
So that would just be on the outside wall, would it?
No, I think it was on the
inside as well.
Because
at the moment we keep all the archival material in there. Thinking it would be ideal. It was secure. It's got this nice heavy door.
Yes.
But the temperature and humidity changes drastically.
Right.
So we're going to have to do something about that. Oh, the library is. I tend to be the archive person, but it's really theirs, not me.
My desk was just in front of the safe.
Yeah.
And we used
so
to
you were
there.
First through the door.
Yes. Used to come in and there was a front counter then.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's still there or not. And then I used to come into there to see the engineer and get up and see them. And the engineer was sitting in the boardroom come secretary's office in those days. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm. So was it still used as a boardroom when needed?
No.
It was just the two of you?
They built this and opened this in 1972.
Right.
And I didn't come here till 77 when Byford came across from Armidale.
Yes.
To SJ.
Yes.
I came down then because I needed more staff.
Mm.
And that's how I started here and ended up here. And they said I'd be over there for 6 months. The reason being that you don't need a telephone or anything. You only had the one telephone that was with the engineer.
Mm.
So after 5 years, they built extensions and I came back.
Yeah.
But I was there for 5 years instead of 6 months.
Yes. Yeah. That's great. Mm. So are there any other little stories about
after
anybody?
After I finished, after we came back, it was then let out to a doctor surgery.
Ah, right.
Dr. Lekius from Canning.
Yeah.
He's a mayor of Canning and also was a doctor.
Mm.
Had property here in Mundijong.
Mm.
At Leopold Road, I think it was. And then ANZ Bank.
Right. I had heard that there was a bank.
Yeah, another bank came down, and I think they were on a weekly basis then.
Mm.
The Shire used to bank with them as well.
Yeah.
And because our biggest problem was that we had to go from here to Armidale for their banking requirements.
Oh, right.
So they always enticed a bank down here. So when the ANZ said they would come down, the Shire would start banking with them.
That's great.
Mm. But otherwise, then it was after the doctor and the bank finished, it was then converted into a library.
Yes. Mm. And then the library moved out and the telecentre moved in, yes. And then the library got it back again.
That's it, yeah.
It's a real sort of little capsule of how buildings change, isn't it, and move around.
Mm.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Mm. Thanks for that, Rob. I'm glad I ran into you.
It's not a problem.